This is a HeadGum Podcast.
I had to look up the lyrics too because of some of their things. '90s speaking voice was so interesting. It's been, because they do that like seven times in this, but with
the
other
pickup.
Random. Yeah.
It's yep. That's how they spoke. That's how we spoke. What am I saying? I was alive for all of the 90s.
Yeah. It's a dialect.
Maybe you don't remember, but actually it was like, you know how certain countries like patois or something. Mm-hmm. The 90s had their own in America.
Same thing. Yeah.
It's just science. Sorry.
It's just science.
It's time for Punch the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Hey.
Punch the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
I danced so hard my boobs shook. You can talk whenever. Don't
okay,
feel like you're
being
quiet.
I wasn't sure if I had to be silent until something was said about me. I
oh,
just
no.
sneak in the corner.
You know what I'll do? I'll say something about you right now.
Okay.
He's the number one video boy and the number two audio apprentice. It's Brian David
That's
Gilbert.
Me. We worked on that title for me.
Just, you've been punching it up.
We workshopped that mm-hmm. because I had no idea how to call myself. But now we know that I'm number one video boy. Number two audio apprentice. I would have been number one had I not screwed up your audio literally right before we started this podcast.
Who knows if you even did that? Also, for anyone that doesn't know who you are, I would say you're by far the number one most requested guest on this podcast.
That is that is my claim to fame at this point in
okay,
time.
Okay, so do you want me to do your intro again?
Yeah, start that intro okay. again, please.
You know him as the number one most requested guest on this podcast, mm-hmm. Brian David Gilbert.
I put that on my LinkedIn, too.
I'm so excited you're here. Thank you for coming to help me make sense of
New the York, call? Baby. That's where you are right now. It's a totally different vibe for you, I'm sure, because
yeah.
it is raining outside.
I'm
it's
so
miserable.
Wet.
It's 95 today, and it will be a high of 68 tomorrow.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I'm really okay with the 68. I've really not been okay with the 90s, especially getting stuck in my first squall on the walk over here.
A squall.
I feel like the energy is especially chaotic because I've never done a podcast wet before.
That's how you can hear it through the audio.
Yeah, there's can you tell I'm dripping? With this podcast, that could definitely mean two things. I'm so sorry. Mom, please stop
starting
listening.
Strong.
Okay, listen.
Yes.
Why?
Why?
Why did you choose The Call by what? The Backstreet Boys? Why?
Okay, well, so here's the thing about Punch Up the Jam. I'm an avid listener, and I understand I'm saying that now that I know that I'm most requested on this podcast. Have to make sure I butter up the audience. No, I do love this podcast, and I love that you choose a lot of really good songs that could be better. Uh-huh. And I was thinking about the Backstreet Boys and how a lot of their songs could be better.
Yeah.
But one in particular really stuck in my head, and it's The Call, because it is perhaps the wackest song I've ever heard in my life. But it's also, so, okay, well, here's the problem, is that when you first were like, hey, what's a song you want to talk about? I was like, you know, it's a really funny song that I think I could talk about. And it's goofy, and it's dumb, and I don't mind, like, crapping all over it during the podcast. Mm-hmm. It's The Call by Backstreet Boys. And then I started listening to it to prepare for coming in, and now I unironically fucking love this song, Miel.
I have to say, like, I was on the fence about doing this song because I was like, well, if we're going to do a Backstreet Boys song, I feel like we have to do I Want It That Way.
Yeah.
Because I really didn't know this song very well. Yeah. Black and Blue was like under the radar of
it
an album
really
for me.
Yeah.
But then in breaking up the clips and doing the research, I'm so happy we went with this song. It slaps so hard.
It's so good. And it's underrated, and I'm only now realizing how underrated it is.
What is it, 18 years after it came out, you finally figured
finally
it out?
Have come to, yeah, because I also was only, literally, do you remember the intro to that song that says Backstreet's Back, All Right? And that was literally the first song I had heard by the Backstreet Boys. And
oh,
I was
it's
like,
such a good one.
Where were they? When did they, I thought this was their introduction, their back suddenly? recently?
Yes.
No, it was because they had produced so much before that.
Yes.
And now...
Okay, I could be wrong. I am like a staunch NSYNC girl. My opinion, I don't know if any of this is fact-based.
No, please.
Is that Backstreet Boys really had like the corner hold on the like mainstream pop boy band.
Ooh.
And then NSYNC came up and were like, sorry, boys. I feel like, and this also is an opinion, NSYNC is younger.
So it's... But, okay, well, I will say that part of the reason I was a Backstreet Boys head and not an NSYNC head...
The official
terms for that.
Backstreet Boy head.
Yeah, was because... Did you know that people apparently shorten Backstreet Boys to BSB?
Yeah.
I learned that on Wikipedia last night.
Of course.
Like, wow, I guess I wasn't a true Backstreet Boys head. But the reason I love BSB more is because they did have a member that was also named Brian.
A vampire. Oh, no, sorry.
Well, that too. I wouldn't put it past Brian of the Backstreet Boys. But at that age, at like, what, 6 years old...
Brian representation.
That was all that mattered to me. I was like, oh, they've got a Brian in there?
So
then I'm going to stan Backstreet Boys.
Quick side question
yes,
now.
Yes, of course.
Were you hard-pressed to find other Brians in media?
the one problem, me growing up as a cis white man, has been finding people that look like me in the media. And so I struck out with... I went to the Backstreet Boys to help
finally
pull that.
Represented.
Yeah. No, I think it was also because Brian... Okay, second to Nick... was the heartthrob of...
I mean, that was the, like, shared opinion, but I was a tried-and-true AJ girl, which is why I'm shocked I didn't know this song earlier, because this is AJ's song to shine.
Yes. Can you name the other two Backstreet
Howie Boys? And Kevin.
Well done.
I believe.
I'm so impressed, because I actively, when I looked it up, I was like, there was a Kevin in Backstreet
Boys? Oh, Kevin's clearly the vampire.
Yeah, no, he definitely Kevin, is.
Kevin is 4,000 years old.
Yeah, he is. Have you looked at his face? It's so smooth.
Oh,
it's
my God.
It's poreless.
Like, if he didn't do Backstreet Boys, he could have easily been a couture model.
Yes.
That bone structure is either a vampire or model.
It's wild.
Nothing in between.
Truly, truly magnificent. You have to look up good Kevin pics. If you don't have them already downloaded on your phone, listener, find Kevin Backstreet Boys.
Although in this music video, Howie is serving major vampire vibes. Have you seen... We have to talk about the music video. We have to.
So I have seen two different music videos for this. And I don't know...
One for the remix.
Oh, that might be the reason
why. The cool, like, beat one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the remix.
And that one sucks.
No.
It's not as good as
the... We're talking the narrative.
Yes.
I have a quote. I do this new thing on Patreon now where the patrons for $3 a month get, like, a sneak peek of the song coming up so they can tell me, like, their story with it.
Yeah.
I have the one I chose to do at the end because I feel like we need the context of the song first.
Mm-hmm.
But I also grabbed this one.
Yes.
From Tanisha Maney. Hope I'm saying your name right. The music video for this is such Scorpio energy, and it spoke to 10-year-old me. I loved watching her hunt them down. They deserved it.
It is. Yeah, correct. It's true.
It's so funny.
It's a powerful...
Pause this, pull over in your car, and watch the music video.
It's magnificent. It really... But, like, here's the beauty of this song, is that you don't need the video.
Mm-hmm.
It tells the story on its own.
Yes. It's a big time story song.
Oh, God. We'll get to it when we get to that part. I've got a whole theory about this song now, again, that I probably formulated on the subway ride here.
Oh, my God. Perfect.
It's but again, great song.
It slaps. And that's the thing, too, now with the new format. Hypothetically, you can do a song that we don't punch up.
Mm.
You can just... The consensus can be, don't change a goddamn thing.
Well, we'll see at the end of this if we decide that it really is truly
as
best as it can be.
I only have a couple notes for this.
Yeah.
Because one of the notes needs to be less to really have the power that this note deserves. So let's begin at the top. Written and produced by Max Martin and Raimi.
Mm-hmm.
Max Martin is still a huge producer to this day, but he really got his start with the pop movement of Britney Spears, NSYNC, and Backstreet Boys.
The production on this song is bonkers.
Uh-huh.
It's I am not surprised that he has survived and is still a big producer.
Yeah.
Because he really threw everything at the wall on this, and all of it stuck.
Okay.
It was all so good.
Everything you just said is... so much funnier when I add this other note.
Ooh.
And this is the only other note I'm going to add because it just packs such a power that it needs to stand alone. Per an interview from Billboard, Howie was putting so much heart and soul into recording the call that he let out a fart. Conveniently, the fart was not only on the beat, but in key.
In key.
Imagine imagine having like a butthole with perfect pitch?
Oh my lord, that's my dream.
Where's the genie that can give me that?
I mean, they're professionals. Obviously, it was gonna work out that way, right?
Gotta go. I'm going to a place nearby. Gotta go.
I also love that. I think that mentions that it was during the dun 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 dun, 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 well, dun, which is
so that is his fart.
It's. Ugh.
So Max Martin was like, I'm going to use that as the bass tone of the song. So supposedly, and I think I could not find the stems. I find it impossible to make out. Mm-hmm. But apparently the dun 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 is literally Howie's fart.
I don't understand how you can't make out while hearing the dun dun dun. Yeah.
Maybe you pointed out to me. I can't hear it. I listened to it. So I even Googled Howie fart the call.
You have to listen to the first one. Okay. So it's literally right after the flamenco guitar. It comes in so hard. And then it's like, okay, I only hear fart there. It's very good.
It's so funny.
It's amazing. And again, that's not even the wildest production choice that they made in this. And that's what makes it so good. Anything goes in early.
The music video. The music video. There's this assassin, the affair assassin killing. I don't know. Yeah. Just fucking up the day of each Backstreet Boy one at a time, because I guess they collectively all cheated on the same woman.
Yeah, that's a question I have about this song that comes out, because they're all singing this. And I'm wondering if it's the BSB polycule that was propositioned by this woman. I don't know. We'll see when we get there.
Truthfully, though, I would have done that.
I mean,
hey, all five of you or none of you.
This is I would have to ask for all of them. They balance each other out so well.
Yeah, you can't have a Kevin without having a Howie.
No, absolutely.
I've always
not.
Said that.
I say that to this day.
And in the music video too, Howie pulls off the mask, and actually, it's not Howie; it's the girl. Oh. That is only underneath the Batman and Robin moment where he pulls off the lips after kissing Poison Ivy and goes, fake lips.
it's really top 10 twists of, really magnificent.
Okay, with all that said, do you want to get into the song now?
I really do.
I really do. Okay, yes. Here we go.
Oh my lord. Okay.
That's the fart?
No. Not during that. We're gonna have to listen to it again because it's literally right when the first bass note comes in.
In
okay.
Here?
So absolutely quiet. Okay. Right as the guitar starts to peel out, you'll hear the bum, bum.
Okay,
bum,
okay. Let me see if I got it here.
Yeah. Do you hear that kind of sound? The you hear it, right? But it's so well hidden that it took 10 years for this story to come out. How?
I think even more. I think it was 16 years.
Right?
Oh my god, I totally hear it now. I was listening in the wrong spot.
Right?
It's got this wetness to it.
It's a really, and you know what? That's what producers are looking for, are new and innovative sounds that don't sound like anything else. And we just have this beautiful piece of art from Howie's Anus. And it is crystallized in this song, and I'm so happy about it.
I really hope when Max Martin wins whatever Lifetime Achievement Award he's going to win eventually, that they mention in the introduction. Yes. The man turned a fart into a beat.
Oh, it's so good.
Also, I'm so confused geographically where this song is taking place.
Me too. Right? Okay, so they are... So just basing it off of this is the eponymous call, right? Okay, so
we're gonna, this whole song is going to be about the call that just happened at the beginning.
Yes. It's kind of like hearing the overture before the musical, right? It gives you all the themes before you get in there. But so the call itself is absurd to me for a few different reasons. First, this was very beginning of cell phones, so they were cutting edge. Good job for the Backstreet Boys there.
2001?
Yeah.
Wild. I didn't have one until 2007.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that partially was also because I was only going into seventh grade at 2007. this call that this woman has picked up, why did this man feel it was necessary to call her to be like... She obviously is being woken up by this call, first
Hello?
And foremost, right? She's a little bit bedraggled. And then he's like, hey, I'm not going to be home for a bit, but I'm just going to a place nearby.
Gotta go.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm sorry, you're cutting up and my battery is low, which is the most oh no, you're breaking up. But why would you, right before like, I cannot conceive of an instance where someone's like, I'm going to commit adultery. Let me call my girlfriend real quick and tell her really suspicious stuff.
I feel like exactly correct everything you're saying. Mm-hmm. And I would like to add to the case. Mm-hmm. What girlfriend answers her boyfriend's call with hello?
That's
never,
very true.
Never.
Well,
you're
do
like,
they have caller
hey,
ID?
Bitch. Oh.
I mean, maybe. They might have.
Even then, I always answer the phone. Hey, bitch.
I mean, in general, you gotta answer every phone call that way. It's
if you can't hang, then we weren't meant to be friends.
Yeah,
if
exactly.
That's offensive to you, grandma, then get with it. It's 2019. We're taking bitch back.
Yeah. My grandma only continues the conversation if I start it with a hey, bitch.
Yeah, if you say hello, she's like, what am I, your doctor?
Yeah.
Stop. I'm not a judge.
Yeah, it's terrible. but I do also want to point out the fact that, again, there is a flamenco guitar and like castanets.
Yeah.
Like, why? What? Like, in like, pop music at that point in time, was that a thing?
Dictated that we needed to like go to Spain?
I mean, it's very sexy, but.
I feel like, okay, I'm pulling exclusively from watching Moulin Rouge, mm-hmm. where they do Roxanne as like a tango, I want to mm-hmm. say. I feel like maybe there is some. I'm so dumb. I'm sure people are screaming right now. I feel like maybe there is some connotation between like. Tango and cheating.
Yeah, well,
I don't
okay.
know what it is.
Very, it's like, it, again, it's a very like, ooh, lusty thing, right? The flamenco guitar.
Yeah.
But I'm also, I think it's more just like, if I were to write a song about a new technology and a call, I would go for like something more mechanical.
Y2K
like,
sounding.
Right? Yeah, like do literally anything else from Millennium.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop, boop.
Exactly.
Hello, baby. Hi. Yeah. Also, like they, I say this word wrong every time, obfuscate.
Yeah.
Obfuscate. Obfuscate.
That's me and the word voluminous. Voluminous? Voluminous.
I'm not going to try that
okay,
one.
Okay, we're going to let it.
Marissa, right. bleep all of that.
Yeah, good. Just we're cursing very long bad words.
I feel like they made it hard to sound, to hear the call itself.
Yes.
In putting all that shit on top
mm-hmm.
of it. And
yeah.
then the fart just comes right on top of it.
You can't even.
Also, another question. Does your battery getting low crackle up the voice?
No.
Did that happen? I don't remember.
If your battery is low and then it just cuts out, right? Like,
yeah.
That's the idea. I guess that was his, like, excuse is like, oh, you can't call me anymore because my battery's low when, in fact, I'm going to be boning down on some random lady.
They didn't say sex.
Oh, that's right.
It could have been just kissing.
It could have just been kissing. Or it could have just been like, hey, I've got a little place nearby. You should come check it out.
Maybe
I've recently
she's like
redecorated.
An Italian chef and she wanted to make him some meatballs.
You know, we have jumped to conclusions here. We should listen to more of the song to
okay.
really understand
Fine,
it.
I guess if we must.
Let me tell you the story about the call that changed my destiny. Me and my boys went out just to end up in misery.
AJ comes in so hot.
Oh my god.
Just to end up in misery.
End up in misery.
Was this the Scott Stapp effect or whatever the fuck his mm-hmm. name is?
Yeah, I must have been. Those pickups are the best part of this.
You with arms wide open. Like, it's the same family, right?
It's so good. So if you couldn't hear those words, they were, let me tell you a story about a call that changed my destiny, which is already a hard way to come into a song. And then me and my boys went out just to end up in misery. I don't think I've heard the phrasing of just to end up in misery is the most antiquated, like.
Ooh, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like the very dorky theater kid lunch table on a Monday morning trying to brag about their very lame weekend.
It's that or it's like the very dorky like theater kid super drunk that is just like insisting on this. Like
it just really jumps out
yeah.
the Shakespearean nature
right?
of it all.
Like if this was coming right after the call, like this almost sounds more legitimate to me as like something I would call someone after going to a club super drunk just to be like, oh look, my destiny has changed.
When you do the accent, it makes sense, though.
Right? Yeah.
Or if you have a small top hat.
Those are the two
but
ways
to have a labret piercing, was that what they were called?
I have no idea.
Remember those, like, lip rings
yeah.
that didn't actually circle your lip? They stabbed out of your chin.
He did have the very sharp goatee as well, right?
Oh, my God,
AJ?
It was so sharp.
It
I feel like it had to have been lasered.
It was, like, pre-Tony Stark era, just in incredibly
AJ
manicured.
Walked so Tony Stark could ride.
That's the truth. Definitely Marvel was like, who are we going to base Tony Stark off of?
So are you familiar with BSB?
Exactly.
Okay, let me tell you the story. Like, okay, yeah. Tell me the story. Regale Please. Me.
It really, so here's, okay, I'll start to give you a little bit of my theory here.
Okay,
that this is actually just a classical ballad. And this is a tragic story. Like,
it is Shakespearean.
Right? They're literally telling you a story of woe. They're weaving it out for you.
And the band is the chorus.
Exactly. Like, I imagine this could be, you know, played upon a mandolin in some tavern somewhere.
A lute.
Right?
Oh my gosh, shit. Wait, is this going to be the punch up? Fuck. We figured it out so fast.
Learn how to play the lute real quick.
Any lute players, get on. This will already have come out.
Yeah, at this point. A little too late.
Fuck.
For next time.
A little too lute. I'm really sorry I said that.
No, that was right.
No.
You had the right to do that, I guess.
I'm just going to press play?
Yeah.
Okay. Was supposed to go home and she was standing in front of me. I said, hi.
I got a little place nearby. I want to go. I can't.
Okay. I don't. Have you ever in your life,
mm-hmm.
your most confident, your least confident, your most drunk, your most sober,
yes.
any state of being mm-hmm. you've
yes,
ever
of
been,
course.
Been in the club, presumably, they don't say club.
They don't say club. This could be anywhere.
A McDonald's,
mm-hmm.
the park.
Yes.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Seen a guy, actually, no, a group of guys, me and my boys.
Yes.
Marched up to them and said, I have a little place nearby, want to go.
No, but I think I should start because it really seems like a powerful move, right?
Does it? I mean, I guess if you're hot, it works, but otherwise it's very threatening.
That's really because there's something also very like kidnappy about
Ooh,
it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like
yes,
it's
yes, yes.
very coy. Like I imagine this woman like prancing from a bush and being like, I have a little place nearby.
It's a trap.
Would you like to go?
No.
Like it's very spooky. There, I don't know why she had the insistence of I got a little place nearby. Like
also nearby. Like as if you're not going to drive 20 minutes for sex.
Yeah. Like
5 minutes or less, or I'm out.
It's very. I don't. And again, we have to. Again, point out that it is all five of them because
all five of them even though only two of them sing solos.
Yeah,
only AJ and Nick sing six solo-ly.
Yeah, that's true.
And that is the proper term for that.
Solo-ly, yes.
They sing their soliloquies solo-ly.
But when you consider the line, me and my boys went out just to end up in misery, that assumes that all of the boys ended up in misery, right?
Well,
it was
maybe
not
they're
simply
so
me.
Empathetic. They're all empaths. That their one friend blowing up his whole life voluntarily.
We all, yeah, that really is a woeful thing.
I'm so curious, like the conception of the song. I had a hard time finding stuff online mm-hmm. about it.
Yeah,
I'm imagining Max Martin and Rami, mm-hmm. whatever his name is, like just having fever dreams of piles of money and being like, this is a good way to like make us the bad boys. Or,
yes.
But at the same time, trying to elicit sympathy.
There's a sympathy aspect again, later on where like, yeah. Well, they
just to end
so
up
much,
in misery.
Yeah. They have so much remorse. They're here. This is like the scared straight of adultery. This song, right? Like I imagine the Backstreet Boys going to high schools and being like, let me tell you a story. All right. I used to be like you. I used to want to go to a little place nearby, but then I ended up in misery. So, just sit down, think about that for the rest of your lives.
The story doesn't even like go anywhere.
No.
The call is where it starts and stops. I'd also love to point out instantly, although this is going to be a recurring problem throughout the song.
Yes.
The call mm-hmm. was not the thing that changed the destiny.
No.
The adultery was.
It wasn't even the adultery. It was a friend who noticed it. Right?
Right. We find out in verse 2 there was a witness.
Yes. There was a witness involved in this, the third party. But we have yet to.
And
get
I think
there.
It was Nick's friend, again reaffirming mm-hmm. that this is an all five situation.
Yes.
And just one girl. Well, she's not plural.
So yes.
She was standing in front of me mm-hmm. and said hi.
Yeah. It was just a singular. It was this again to pull it back to the tragic ballad here. Was this person a devil incarnate? Right. It's someone here to
fuck up your life.
Exactly.
A temptress.
Right.
Sent from the devil mm-hmm. because of that facial hair evoked the devil.
Yes. Exactly.
Honestly, you have facial hair like that. You're begging to be possessed.
You gotta. Yeah.
By the way, I would like to be possessed.
Yeah?
I've been thinking about it.
Okay.
And I feel
Pitch
like it would
me
be
on it.
Like, okay, have you ever? This is dark. Actually, let's go to a quick ad break first. Okay, now that the sponsors are done,
yes.
I'm going to say a very dark thing.
Okay, hit me.
You know how, like, sometimes you think about dying and mm-hmm. you're like, man, people are going to really, like, think about me. Mm-hmm. It's going to be tight to have all that attention, but then I'll have to be dead to get it. Oh. So I feel like possession's the next best thing.
The close to death.
You get all the attention from dying, but you get to be alive still.
Okay.
And then you get to come back, presumably, and like have a cool story. And it's like, I survived a plane crash, but yes. I was possessed. Only though, I do have to add a caveat. If it's by the devil themselves.
Okay. So I don't want to be the devil.
No. If a zealous devil possesses me, I might as well have died.
if you had managed to be tricked by, some like...
Like Xagranthemus.
Yes,
like,
Xagranthemus came into my house and was like, would you like a chocolate bar? And I was like instantly okay with it. And then I was possessed by him. Like it was...
By which I mean like I was just obsessed with him. I was like, Chrysanthemus, please.
Please.
I was like, I have a little place nearby, please. But it never worked on him.
Yeah. You've sold me a little bit more on possession. Mm-hmm. I think that...
I don't know how to become possessed.
It really is. You're right. It's like after possession, right? Yeah. All the people go totally back to normal, even though they do that like totally whack. Shit,
yeah, like
right?
You're probably very physically traumatized, mm-hmm. but I feel like you won't remember it.
You won't remember it. It's totally fine. Yeah. So it's like, yeah.
And then you have like a cool party trick.
Uh-huh, yeah. And then you could even just like, if you wanted to, you could be like, no, that thing I said to you, I was possessed at that point. I really don't know.
I don't drink, mm-hmm. and whenever I go to parties, mm-hmm. especially here in New York, I did not realize New York's drinking culture was so much more intense than LA's. Mm-hmm. So every time I've been out like past 10, people start to get like pretty drunk. Mm-hmm. And if I say something stupid at all, they're too drunk to know I'm not drunk.
Yeah.
So I just be like, oh, fuck, I'm sorry. Just a little too much to drink. And no one's questioned me yet.
That's good. But you should try I was possessed next time.
I'm so sorry. I had a brief whisper of possession.
Xanthemus came back to me.
But he won't return my text.
Yeah.
He only wants my body. He only wants me for my body.
That is... we're about like 2 seconds away from some producer listening to this and then pitching a whole rom-com based on possession.
I demand to star in it legally. I get to.
Legally.
Okay.
If you use the term Xanthemus, you have to call up.
It's so close to Krampus. I don't know why I didn't go for Krampus.
It's all good.
So the pre-chorus I could not cut by itself because it goes straight into the chorus. Yes. So we have the first line of the chorus on this clip
all right,
well.
Just hit me through.
Okay. I should have said no. Someone's waiting for me. But I got my go. Said it's impossible to understand.
I think it was someone's waiting for me but I went and got no, I'm looking it up because it really is.
There is some contention.
Oh,
but the lyrics contention. I have say, but I got my coat called and said.
Oh, I like that. I'm not even going to look up whatever the other.
I want to believe it's true.
I want to say, but I got my coat. It's really.
She's like, I would love to not cheat on my girlfriend, but I got my coat already.
You know, I am already ready to head out, so that's fine.
So I already called her, which means I am committed to cheating now. I can't undo that call in which I did not say I was cheating.
Yeah, it's really. Just a dumb call. Also, again...
Didn't need to make it. The next day, if you committed to the cheating anyway, you could have just said my phone died.
Yeah.
Like, she was already sleeping. You didn't have to call her.
Yeah. I hate when people call me to be like, hey, Brian, if you ever need to talk to me in the next hour to 10 hours, my battery is super low. It's... no one's,
but I'll be nearby.
I will be
and
nearby.
And I will not tell you where.
Yes.
But nearby.
Soon? Yeah. Look out for me.
It's a riddle.
You might find
me. It's a fucking riddle.
In the next 10 hours, would thee see my battery as died upon me?
Dost thou like the taste of butter? It really is like a devil riddle.
It really, yeah. It's so... Okay, well, I think we haven't mentioned how fucking good the riffs are in this song.
Because
they're like, someone's waiting for me.
But I got my coat called... And said, listen, baby, I'm sorry.
Oh, it goes all over the place. It's so
it has
good.
Movements.
It does.
Right? For it's a pop song, they didn't need to go that hard. They didn't need to.
They didn't need to, but I'm glad that they did. Because it makes it something special, right?
It really is, like, I feel like for the entire Backstreet Boys catalog, so slept on.
Yeah, and I do think that this was the catch-all for all of the things that the producers wanted to put into the song.
Farts.
Farts, okay. Flamenco guitar, like an actual phone call, like telephones thing, okay? Just like a totally whack, like lines all over the place. So the producers were like, I'm going to throw literally everything
Finally,
here.
I get to do this flamenco thing I've been waiting to do.
It's so...
I love that theory.
It's so good.
I think you're correct.
All right? Because, like, and you know that the Backstreet Boys were like, another song, let's go for it.
Well, they
and
probably like, were like, we get to do our acting chops in the video. Win-win. Yeah.
They finally get to show off how we
get. How he's like, I get to fart in mic and pull off my own face.
Ugh. Incredible.
Okay, we have to hear the whole chorus now.
Of course, please. Just wanna tell you, don't worry. I will be late. Don't
stay up. Just want to, like, I can't. Yeah. Okay. They said, listen, baby, I'm sorry. Just want to tell you, don't worry. I will be late. Don't stay up and wait for me.
Yeah.
Again, so unnecessary. We already heard it at the beginning.
Exactly. Also, don't start your phone call. Hey, I'm really sorry. Nothing is happening.
Yeah. If you say, hey, I'm sorry at the top of a call, I think you're dead.
Right?
And you're calling me as a ghost.
Exactly. Or like, it's very much like a, hey, can we talk? And then being like, oh, you know, call me 5 days from now. And then we can have a little chat. And it's like,
oh my God,
I'm going to be thinking about this for the next 5 days.
If you're like, hey, I'm going out with the boys tonight. And then you called me late and said, hey, baby, I'm sorry. I'd be like, what the fuck did you do?
Right.
It's a really great way of setting off a red flag before you've actually done anything.
It's so good.
Put me on high alert.
Immediately.
I don't need
there.
A friend to see you cheating on me. I know. You said, listen, baby, I'm sorry from the club.
Oh, my God. It's so great. It's so...
They didn't say club. They could be, again in the subway platform.
In the subway.
The girl said, hi, I have a place nearby. I want to go.
Bowling. That's...
Imagine this meet cute at the bowling.
It would be great, right?
Then they go on to start their franchise, One Girl, Five Guys Bowling Alleys.
That's very good. I'm into it. Again,
you guys, check out our Kickstarter, One Girl, Five Guys Bowling Alleys. Okay, we have to finish this
finish the chorus, please.
It's so exciting.
Yeah. I say again, you're dropping out. My battery is low. Just so you know, we're going to a place nearby. Gotta go. God, that final, the violin in there, it kicks so much ass.
Why does it kick so much ass?
Right?
It's so good.
It's so good. And also there's this point in there where the producers obviously don't care about building to anything
because they
throw out immediately the fact that the high harmony goes, my battery is low.
Oh, it's
and
so
it's like
nice.
So good.
Do you want to hear it again?
Please.
I have that
yes,
part.
Right? My battery is low. Oh, it's so good. And, like, obviously could have kept it for the end, but they were like, no, treat
them
early.
We have something else for the end in mind. Is it an entire whole step modulation?
Oh,
it sure is.
Oh,
does it work? It does not.
No, it works so well. And I'll tell you why. Because a chorale happens right before it.
Oh,
but we
my
have to.
God.
You know,
sorry, we're getting it.
We're so excited about this song.
I honestly, every clip we play, I find myself just uncontrollably, I think it's called jerking. I'm bringing it back. Every part of my body.
It has to. It really is. It's so danceable.
Part of me's like, I don't think you can punch this up. I honestly, I'm starting to feel that way.
It feels the more I talk about
it. Perfect.
It is perfect. But there's so I don't know. I just think that there's a space for growth here.
We'll figure it out. We're not even done with the song yet.
We can't exactly right.
No, we can't know.
Hit me with something.
Okay,
else.
Verse 2. So this is going to be Nick now.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little cameo. Okay, so we just time jumped 2 years?
Yeah, right? It's a 2 year. This is, you didn't realize that this entire song was in the past tense, but far in the past tense. This is literally, again, it's a story ballad. This is like Homer wishes he could have written this fucking song because, like, I'm talking like Odysseus getting locked up by Calypso, whatever.
Nothing
that woman, right? Like for 7 years, this is what Odysseus would say when he came back to whatever his
now,
wife's
two
name
years
was.
Gone, nothing's been won. I can't take it back. What's done,
done
is done.
Oh, it's astonishing.
Homer can only dream.
Yeah, it's also really good because like it makes it so obvious that this original girlfriend was the only good thing going for this dude.
I have to say, like, I think they say half as long as the relationship is how long it takes you to get over it.
Mm.
But even then, if they dated for 4 years, I still feel like
two years
later to be like, I still am recovering from the worst mistake of my life.
To say that nothing has been won, to say that absolutely nothing has been won
also,
since 2 years ago.
I feel like, and maybe I'm just like chronically chill, but I a little bit feel like if I had a boyfriend and they were like,
five of us all had sex with one person, and I'm really sorry. I would be pretty pissed. We might need to take like a cool off.
Yeah, sure.
But if it was like the love of my life, I think we could probably talk it out.
You could potentially talk it out, but also.
Because like, what a unique situation, you know what I mean?
It is like, a very unique
situation. I might do that. I might cheat if someone marched up to me and said, hi, I have a place nearby, do you want to go?
Yeah, right? Well, if they mentioned that it was the chrysanthemum, then obviously I'm going to be okay with it.
If you had the opportunity to have sex with a demon, you're going to take
it. You're going to, everyone knows that.
They invented sex.
whenever people are like, oh, what's on your like okay list for celebrities?
It's any demon.
It's any demon.
Z-list to A-list.
It's all of them.
They just have to be hot and very forward.
They have to tell me about their little place nearby.
And they have to live nearby.
They have to live nearby. And you just moved to New York, but I will tell you that if someone lives out of your borough, it's just like, I can't, no. No way. I'm sorry.
I have gotten so fucked by the L train so many times, and I've only been here 2 weeks.
Congratulations. That's the MTA, baby.
Maybe the L train's the demon I've been looking for all along. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to listen to this podcast and hear so much great New York content that alienates the rest of your user base. It's going to be
You're
great.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, we're starting a petition to make me move back to LA. Change.org. It could happen. Who knows?
Who knows? Anything goes.
Okay, so here's the rest of verse two, and then again, that first pickup in the chorus, because there's no way to cut it.
Yeah, no, go for it. One of the friends found out that she wasn't my only one, and it eats me from inside. She's not by my side just because I made that corner line. I'm sorry. No, here's the thing. He didn't lie in the call. Because that last line is,
maybe the battery wasn't
low. Call and lied, right?
Maybe the battery was not low.
Yeah. And I guess saying, baby, don't worry, was a little bit of a lie. Because she should have a little bit of a chance to worry there.
And also, again, I don't think the call is the issue here.
Yes.
I think the issue is that you cheated on your girlfriend.
Yeah, again, this is very much a matter of poor placement here. Where it's like, oh no, I ran my car into someone. It's probably because my CD player was broken.
If it wasn't for the slippery seatbelt, it never would have happened at all.
Oh, that's it.
If you couldn't understand what Nick was saying, because shit could not. Mm-hmm. These lyrics are so wrong. I'm going to guess what they
okay,
are.
Okay, yeah, hit me.
But one of her friends found out that she wasn't my only one.
Yes.
And it eats me from inside. I appreciate that they specified from inside.
Yes.
Not from the outside.
Eats me from inside.
That she's not by my side.
There's no rashes here. It's purely an
internal
conflict.
No, he doesn't have scabies.
No, it's straight.
He has heartworm.
It's a tapeworm inside of Nick.
Just because I made that call and lied. Also, like, why didn't they repeat the beautiful melody of the pre-chorus from the first time?
Made that call and lied.
No,
not as good.
He sounds like he was, like, listen to the way he sings this. It sounds like he's in pain.
Yeah, hit me. Because I made that. Well, you know what? That's the actor, you know.
That's the actor. The actor just right? jumping out.
It's him. It's him expressing. That's me repenting for my sin right there.
Yeah, I can audibly hear him slamming down onto both knees.
Yeah, it's very powerful.
Looking up at the sky saying, why?
Oh, please.
Why did cell phones have to exist?
Why did I feel it necessary to use it at that moment in time?
Just cheat without making a phone call like the rest of us heathens. I've never cheated.
No, neither have I.
But I'm proud to... Wait, come on, really? No, I'm just kidding. Imagine, I'm like, no, man, come on, really? No, you?
Seriously?
You got big-time cheater energy.
The one thing that I know about Brian David Gilbert is how much he sounds like he cheats.
Sorry, hang on. Three names and you don't cheat?
Yeah.
No, no, about that. Yeah, no, about that. Give it time. How old are you?
I'm 25 years old.
Yeah. Give it time. Wait, you were not going into middle school when this came out.
Yeah, I was.
You were.
No. When I got a cell phone.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I was going into middle school when this came out, and I'm 1,000 years old. I'm a succubus. Me and Kevin were married.
Sorry.
I do love that he committed wholly to the gun and lay you.
Yeah, really, a lot of different interesting vocal techniques there.
Everyone brings something, and by everyone I mean AJ and Nick, because they are the only two singing on the song.
Yeah, it's true.
Poor Brian. Really Poor missed Brian. His opportunity.
He really did.
Okay, here we go, the rest of the chorus.
Hit me. And then you hear that dun dun dun. It's very
it builds that suspense.
Bow, 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 bow.
The whole chorus is very good. I think it's very important to note that.
And I need listeners to know that Brian had to put both hands on his face,
I had to
pull,
like,
his hair back and close his eyes to say that.
Accept that fact, that I really do love this chorus.
It's great.
It's so catchy and good.
I have one more question from this listen.
Yes.
Your phone's dying.
Yes.
But you ended the call with "gotta go."
Gotta go.
That kind of,
as opposed
you.
To just cutting it. Yeah,
just
right?
Hang up. Just hang up.
It's very much a, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, my phone's dying. Ah, gotta go.
Oh, whoopsie daisy. Oh, it's falling into a lake now.
Also, at least make it period accurate. G to G.
G to G, you're right.
BRB, POS. Come on, you know, you're maybe too young for that. No. HTC, baby.
Mm.
Hex.
Hex.
Have a great summer.
I love hags. I wish there were more instances when I could say hags to people.
I'm looking to make one for other seasons.
Right?
But like haga, obviously, you can't do.
No, I can't do that.
And you can't say hag.
No, hagwa. Mm. And then hags is the same thing for spring. And so it doesn't even work.
No, we need to think of a new acronym entirely.
Yeah.
You guys, tell us your acronym. Hit us up on Twitter, Bunch of the Jam. I'll retweet my favorites.
There you go.
And in exchange, you'll get fucking nothing.
Yeah,
free
get that
IP.
Engagement, baby.
I have two more clips.
Okay, hit me with two more clips.
One is 40 seconds.
Okay.
The next is 55 seconds.
Okay, that's perfect. So those are the important clips to have.
Half the song I just divided into two clips because I don't know how you divide them.
You know, yeah, it does get a bit repetitive. But again, that's what story ballads are for, is for people to immediately know what it is after one listen, and then they can go and tell their friends about it.
Yeah, here's the part where you just, I don't know, what do people do to music? Ferociously jerk off? I don't know.
You can really hear the fart now. Oh, there's the beat bumps.
Hello.
Pause for 1 second. I forgot to mention. Do we feel like this is the antithesis to all of Adele's discography?
I was thinking the same fucking thing.
Because that hello there made me start thinking. I was like, as opposed to all of the Adele's, which are like, never mind, I'm fine. You know, you go, you do your own thing. I'm fine. I'll find someone else just like you. This one is like, I will never be okay again because of this bad call that I made.
I'm Googling it. I'm wondering if Max Martin worked on Hello.
Oh, God. I hope so.
How fast can I find it? No, I don't think he did.
No,
but wouldn't that be a trip?
That would be great. I do want to re-listen to Adele's Hello, but under the impression that she just found a man who said, I've got a little place nearby, right before it. Yeah.
This is all her call?
Yeah.
I love this idea.
Yeah. Right?
The response song.
Adele is on the other side of this call, is what I'm saying.
Okay, back into it.
Yeah,
ready?
Go back in.
Oh, my God.
It's like the clouds have parted.
That's not the Backstreet Boys singing.
Who can say? The Glockenspiel?
Oh my God.
You can.
Who told Max Martin that was okay?
Right?
Who gave him permission?
The same person who said he could put a fart in the song. It's the, again, he was like, all right, I got to make this song end big. What's the biggest thing I can think of? A fucking chorale that ends on a full-on key change.
Yeah, it goes from B-flat minor to C minor, a whole fucking step.
It's astonishing.
And, like, how much, to me anyways, it completely does not work.
Oh,
there's no, like, transition. There's nothing. No passing chords.
Did you not hear that? That's the transition. It's like, uh-oh, we're going to hit you in the face with a key change now.
I felt like they were going to hit me in the face with, like, I don't know, like, what's the other song from this era that does that? Oh, like the fucking angelic, like hallelujah vocals.
Yeah.
It's either NSYNC or Britney. I can't remember which one.
A
probably
lot
both.
Of, And that's why I appreciate it. They didn't decide to do the bridge. Well, they did the bridge, obviously. That was full chorale. But then they didn't have, like, the, like, soft version of the chorus right. and then back into the big chorus.
No, the bridge took us to fucking New Jersey.
It's good. It's good. Hop on the Verrazano there.
Trying out some new New York material.
Powerful. It's a good... I really related to it. And I'm
thought we were going to Brooklyn, but we ended up in Jersey.
That's it. Yeah. That's
you
good.
Guys, let me know what you think of my New Jersey.
Instant 5 stars here. You gotta say, hey.
But a 5-star
often.
In New York is only a 2-star in LA. I'm just kidding. I don't know what that means.
It makes you think, Neil, and that's what all good quotes make you
Someone
do.
Someone tell me what that means on Twitter, punchupthejam.com. Okay. Yeah. Now I have the rest of the song.
Yes.
Which is virtually a different song.
Yeah. Go for it.
It's a minute long.
Mm-hmm.
If you want me to stop at any point, you need a bathroom break, just raise a finger.
Yeah, I'll let you know. Gotta go. Oh, that line's pause. Go back to that part. It's so good. It's so good. Listen, baby, I'm sorry. This riff right here, best one in the whole song. Ready? Oh, wait, no, there's a whole nother chorus, isn't there?
We have to listen again. Sorry, I have to listen again.
There's a better riff. There's a better riff later on, and I'll point it out. It's the very last
This part. Is a tale of too many better riffs.
I know. I was going to say, isn't there like 20 seconds left
Oh,
in the
there's
song?
29 seconds
okay,
left.
Okay, I knew it, because there's a better riff at the end.
Okay.
But again, this whole section was just like, all right, Backstreet Boys, you need to do as many riffs as you possibly can.
Am I wrong, or is this all AJ? AJ was the vocal power of the Backstreet Boys,
that's
right?
The thing, is that they always bring in someone who's the vocal power,
yeah.
but also looks like they have been possessed a little bit by a devil. And then they have the pretty boy faces up in front, like Nick and Brian.
Yes.
And Kevin, you know, the soulless 400-year-old vampire.
I would agree with you, because I feel like JC had the voice in NSYNC,
right?
But Justin was the pretty boy.
Exactly.
And I feel like Scary Spice had the voice in the Spice Girls.
Absolutely.
But she was way behind fucking Baby and Posh.
Yeah, right? It's the worst kind of thing. But they always put out the marketable ones up front, and then they keep the powerhouses in the back because they got to do all the work. And also, just can I point out?
Please.
This is my thing that as I was Googling the Backstreet Boys last night.
BSB, of course.
Yeah. I looked back at the old ones as I remember them to be, and I was like, oh yeah, that's correct. Nick was the hottest one of them, and Kevin was, again, a beautiful and poreless.
Hard disagree, but continue. Mm-hmm.
But... You skip ahead to now.
Uh-huh.
Howie is a late bloomer and is now the hottest one.
Listen, I feel like I got Howie hot energy in this video, mm-hmm. but it might have been the long hair and my queer nature. I can't tell.
It's possible. But
once his
Howie,
hair was super chic and silky mm-hmm. smooth, I was like, okay, I'm getting the Howie energy.
Yeah, Howie, again, I just think he's really grown into himself. So if you're listening, Howie, great job. I'm proud of you. You've really done some good work.
You guys, Howie, if you're listening... Congratulations on getting hot.
Congrats on being hot. You've always been hot. You just let it out.
The late trimester glow up is like pretty exciting.
Very good.
I'm still hoping. I think I'm going to finally get hot when I'm 40.
That's my dream too. I'm either that or just become the most gross old character actor in the world.
Oh, either one. I'll take.
Right? It's acceptable.
The worst thing is just to be normal.
No.
I either want to be so strange looking that people stop and stare at me mm-hmm. or so hot that people stop and stare at me. either way, I get attention.
People gotta stop and stare at me.
Sorry, the One Republic song's about me. Is that One Republic?
I have no idea which song you are referencing.
Stop and stare.
Okay. Yeah, now I get it. I get it.
Please don't acknowledge that I know that song. I've heard it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ooh.
Okay, here it is. Ready? Click. Buttery.
No.
Yeah.
What was it one more time?
My battery's low.
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 And low.
That's the one. You got
Do you think that's what he said on the phone to his girlfriend?
My battery is low.
And that's when she knew he was lying. She didn't need a friend to see it. She was like, he did that thing with his voice.
His tell is that he starts riffing whenever it's like, oh yeah, I didn't forget our anniversary.
He does this thing every time he lies where he sounds like he's being auto-tuned.
It's good.
No, no, no. You look great in that dress.
Yeah.
What a tell. God. What a song.
This song. It's, again, I just love it. And it's...
Those punches really work for me. Right? I know they're tired and I know they're so quintessentially Y2K, but like... They really have an effect on me.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I grew up during this time, so I just, like, it's nostalgic.
It's
I don't know.
It's that, but it's also, and I mean, again, forgive me if I'm getting too, like, back in my day,
please,
music
please.
Was this. But, like, I feel like there's so much just weird shit in this song that
I
would
want the
not
so
fly.
Bad.
It would not fly today. If no. someone was like, I'm going to put a chorale in, I'm going to put a big old thing, I'm going to put a dumb key change at the end, people would be like, no, that's bad. We're going to make it like immediately catchy in the first 30 seconds so that people
yeah.
stream it on Spotify, and then that's it.
Well, and it'd be way shorter.
It'd be
the
way
thing
shorter.
Now in the stream yeah. culture is like songs are always under 3 minutes.
Exactly.
They really aren't even doing bridges
they
anymore.
Absolutely would not have started on a dumb phone call recording.
No.
No way.
The like beginning of the song narrative thing was,
yeah.
I think it lived and died like 1995 to 2005. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, could not exist beyond that era.
Now it would just be like 4,000 instrumental hooks and like bunch more background vocals,
yeah.
I feel.
Yeah, it's...
But then again, like who's to say what we're going to be saying about music in 2019 and 2027?
Yeah, you know? It's true.
Or if we'll even be alive in 2027.
Yeah,
again, I'm trying to get possessed.
Yeah. Hit me up, demons. If you're a demon, reach out to Punch Up on the Jam on Twitter.
And if you're not a demon, can't answer the phone. Gotta go.
That's a very good way to get out of a conversation.
Next time someone calls me, I'm going to say, oh, my battery's low. My battery's low.
That's it. Yeah. Okay.
I need to now shout out the fucking patron story.
Yes. Please tell me. I must know.
Nick Fontaine. My sister and I made our entire family watch us perform a choreographed lip sync performance of this song when I was 5 and she was 8 on New Year's Eve.
Oh my God.
In hindsight, I have so much respect for everyone in my family getting through it and telling us we did a great job after.
That is so good.
I want to see it so bad.
That is so fabulous. Also, I relate to this so hard because my sister and I would constantly do choreographed dances.
Oh my
we
God.
Did a whole one to Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride from Lilo and Stitch.
At least that one you had like a video as
yeah.
a reference point.
Right?
What the fuck is the choreography to the call? Just are you on the phone the whole time?
It's also very raunchy. For
a brother-sister duo?
Yeah, it's a very intense...
Was one Nick and one AJ? Was one the girl?
Hard to tell.
I have to admit, last night I watched... This is very embarrassing.
Okay.
I watched Scream. That's not the embarrassing part.
Okay.
I watched Scream by myself in my apartment alone because mm-hmm. I was like, this is a great idea. I should mm-hmm. definitely do this. And the whole time I was thinking to myself, it's so gross they had David Arquette and Courtney Cox Arquette playing love interests when they're brother and sister. It's literally, finally they're, spoiler, kissing. And I was like, this is disgusting. Like, don't cast brother and sister for this. And then finally, I don't know how it hit me, but I was like, hang on a second. Her last name was hyphenated. Right, they were married.
But you know what? I also think that when married couples kiss on screen, that's
it's
gross.
It's disgusting.
And it shouldn't happen.
You know what I will say? I've never been married, but I have been in some long-term relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that at some point it does kind of come full circle.
Mm-hmm.
Like you become such good friends that like kissing is kind of gross.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I can't kiss my wife.
I really look forward to your stand-up routine from the 1950s, Meow.
Fellas, you know when the old ball and chain gets to try to kiss these lips and I'm like, nope, these are for God and my sandwiches.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've seen Marvelous Miss Maisel.
That's it. You got it. You nailed it.
Yeah, you guys, I'm looking to do some stage time while I'm here in New York, so,
yeah, so.
If you liked that, hit me up. Punch up the Jam on Twitter.
Okay, how many times have you plugged Punch Up the Jam on Twitter?
I don't know, and how little I actually care. It's just, to me, it's so funny
it
to do that.
Good.
I need to ask you,
yes.
Have your feelings changed about the song now that we've broken it all down?
I just, here's the thing. Song, perfect, right? Musically, amazing.
Okay.
I still have such a problem with this concept of a dude calling his significant other very obviously, very late at night about cheating, okay? Like, I'm trying to think of the calls that people normally make when they leave a club, like, super drunk, or, like, what kind of call would you make to your, like,
I would call my ex, and I would be like, hey, sorry, are you awake? Oh my God, no, do not want to take any of your time. I'm just wondering, like, I was wondering if I could come by and pick up a CD I think I left.
Exactly. Right? Or just like, I've just left this house party that I did not enjoy at all. And I'm just like calling and I'm be like, I need you to come pick me up. Like, I want you to get cut here. Or like a house party in high school where there's suddenly alcohol and I wasn't expecting it. And it's like, Mom, I'm so sorry.
I saw two Mike's Hard Lemonade. I have to go home.
Can you bring me home? Please, I'm so sorry.
Bring the D&D. I need it in the car.
Precisely.
It's just calm you down. You just want to hold your token.
I keep my dice in my hands, and it makes me feel safe.
So what do you wish it was?
I don't know, just some other call.
More realistic?
More realistic in general, but I just like...
Maybe I fucked up. I'm so sorry, I love you so much.
That, or just like a totally other dumb call that you would make just at 3 in the morning. Yeah,
okay.
Right? Like calling, literally any other call at that time makes more sense to me than this one. But being said...
Mm-hmm.
I'm not opposed to keeping this in its pure, unadulterated
form. I have an option, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I guess you have to listen until the end of the episode to find out if I did anything. Mm. I really hope I did nothing, and then it's like, and now, the world premiere. Fuck you guys. See you next week.
Same song.
It could be.
Yeah, who can say?
With all that said, should we get to Unpunchable Jams?
Yeah.
Can't punch this.
Brian.
Okay.
No, Brian, who never met another Brian until
never
he
met another
Backstreet
Brian
Boys.
Until the Backstreet Boys. It's just, it's good to see another Brian out and about.
Anytime you meet another Brian, do you guys have a moment of like, hello, Brian?
Oh, Brian? Is that true?
Two Brians can never be in the same room. Think about it.
Really magnificent. There were like four different Brians in my class in growing up.
What were you called to identify?
I think Brian G was my...
Brian G? Not even Gilbert?
Right? No, it was just Brian G.
Not
it was
Brian
very boring.
Two?
There were like three other Brians a year above me in high school.
Stop! And too many Brians!
The three Brians got into like Harvard, Yale, and fucking Stanford. And then I was like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Ew, I'm sorry. I became famous.
Yeah. Yeah. Eat that. I'm number one video boy now, older Brians. And number two audio amateur or whatever.
But number one is also a Brian.
Yes, no. Number one of that one is another Brian, which is unfortunate.
What's I will your always be.
So, I was thinking about this. This is a pretty weird one in that I know literally nothing about this band.
Okay, that's great. I love
so
this.
So, it's they're called Mangenis Garden, and it's the song Liquid Dreams. Literally heard it the first time, and within the first 10 seconds, I was like, oh, okay, no, I'm gonna play this again because these first 10 seconds are so good.
You skipped it the first
time. I went back just so I could listen to it again, and now I discovered this song when I was down at my mom's place, and so there's a video of me just dancing with my dog to it. And anytime there's a song that makes me dance with my dog,
that's
immediately,
hit.
that's
the
an unpunchable
testament
jam.
Of the hit.
Do I play it from my. What do I do?
Well, lay it in post.
Okay, lay it in post. You only need the first 10 seconds because it's so freaking good.
Well, but how's the rest of the song after?
The rest of the song is also very good. But the first, like, 12 seconds were enough to be like, oh! Where'd you come from?
I love when a song comes on your Spotify where you instantly are like, what's this song called? I'm going to need to know.
It's so good.
I love that you bought a song you... Do you know anything else by this artist?
I have nothing.
No.
I looked them up. They like this song has like 50,000 streams on Spotify.
Oh my God, you're gonna make it popular.
Everyone should listen to the song and then.
How did you find
me.
It?
I think it just like popped up on my Discover, which is
absurd. I love sharing new music.
So good.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah. I love it when it's a song no one's heard of, because then you can be like, you guys are looking for cool tunes.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Mine is definitely a song people have heard of, but I just feel like it makes sense to me to be for this song, and honestly, I wanted an opportunity to shout out this artist because I think they have the best voice of all time, maybe. It's Donny Hathaway's cover of John Lennon's Jealous Guy.
I was dreaming of the pain.
leave his live album.
It's astonishingly good.
Oh my god, he's a fucking fantastic musician. I don't know if he's a better musician or a better singer.
He's so good.
Literally like a virtuoso at both.
Also, incredibly sad life. But
Sad life. One of the truly most devastating stories of any star I've maybe ever read.
Yeah.
And where the fuck is that? Okay, I can never say this right. Biopic?
A biopic?
Or is it biopic?
The biopic, it does make sense,
that's
though.
Why I don't
it's
know
the
how
picture
to say
of
it.
Yeah, there should be. I saw a play that was doing a biopic on him once. It was very good.
Why was it not made into a movie?
Right?
Or is it, and I just haven't seen it?
I haven't seen
it. No, we need the Ray of Donny Hathaway. Or the. What was it called? The Queen movie? Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah,
I was like, the Freddy, but it's no, that's a different
the Freddy one. Yeah, no, it's such a good song.
Oh, and like, honestly, like John Lennon, you know, whatever, fine, but Donny Hathaway, this song would not exist to me without Donny Hathaway.
Yeah, no.
And it's just boom, boom, ba, ba, oh, stop everything you're doing and listen to the whole goddamn thing.
Amazing.
Brian.
Yeah.
Honestly, I get why people requested you. This was very fun.
Oh, well,
also, you're just
you.
Like a good person, and I really like talking to you.
You say after you accuse me of being a cheating person, like very
you have
harshly.
The cheating energy, yeah, but like no. That's only because I know you.
Yeah.
No, but you did save my ass at XOXO. Just for people uninitiated, I was having a very bad day.
And well, I also was having a very shitty day. So.
Well, that was the first time we ever met. We both just had very, very bad days. Yeah, and we're like, hi, so I'm a mess. Oh my God, me too.
Yeah.
Great. Should we be friends?
Yeah.
Awesome.
It worked out really well.
And now we live in the same city. So
how about that?
I hate to say it, but my new thing on this podcast, living in a new town, is that you are legally required to be my friend after doing the podcast.
Yeah, no, that sounds
fair. So thank
you
so much for both.
Of course. Happy to sign the documents.
It turns out I've been the chrysanthemum all along.
Oh, no.
I've already forgotten the name.
Zacranthemum.
Zacranthemum. That's a flower.
Yeah. No, Zacranthemum's always asking me on a podcast. And that is the first red flag, honestly, is when someone invites me to a podcast. I'm like, no, you must be a demon.
Or when they start their call with, listen, baby, I'm sorry.
Those two.
I want to ask you, what do you want to promote? What do you want people to follow you on?
Well, you can come find me on, I guess, Twitter and YouTube. My name is Brian David Gilbert. I had to go by that because there are a million Brian Gilberts out there. But
that's not fair.
It's just, you know, you got to find me there. My Twitter name and my Instagram name is Brian Gilbert because, again, there are millions of other Brian Gilberts out there. So you got to put an M in there, an M for mythical.
I can't recommend your YouTube videos enough.
Aww.
I'm not like a YouTube person at all. Really a very little interest
in
the platform.
I also feel that way, and yet I make my living on it. So.
No, but this is what I'm saying. I feel like you, for being so active and popular on that platform, really defy all the things I don't like about the platform.
No.
I think that's really fucking cool to that's be like nice. A
you mean,
disruptor.
Yeah, I'm not very attractive.
Stop.
I'm not age 20. I'm not super rich.
It's
there's
just like,
I'm just totally making my own way.
You get, ooh, how do I say this in a way that doesn't sound sexual? You make me excited. For the platform and for video making in general, because I feel like you're such a testament to intelligent, educated video making being popular. And it's I don't feel like I see that very much anymore.
Well,
so thank you for making videos like
of
that.
Course. That's why they made me number one video boy.
Yeah. I hope you win re-election.
Thank you. I hope so, too.
If you want to check out the show, we're at Punch of the Jam on everything. We have a fucking Patreon for $3. You tell your stories. It might get read on air like Nick Fontaine.
So good.
Corey Kraft lipstick. It's so cute.
No.
For $7, you get to get a live stream with me twice a month where I answer questions. It's like a bonus episode, but it's a video. Hope I don't have a nip slip. Imagine if I did that to promote the Patreon.
Oh.
Uh-oh, my little nipple fell out.
Oh, no. Come to New York and it's changed you, Miel.
Sorry, I'm different. My coffee today was spelled Namialoa. I was like, New York me is different now.
Yeah.
And then if you want $20 a month, you know what I do? I do a playlist.
Oh.
I do a fucking mixtape once a month.
Very good.
And you get to choose the theme. So if you want to check that out, patreon.com/punchupthejam. Otherwise, I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
I thought about it long and hard, and you know, I could have written a parody version, but would it be funnier than the original version?
I don't think so.
This song is so perfect for what it is, and I'm not sure that that's good, but I
don't think it can be improved.
So instead of hearing me rewrite the song, why don't you pull up The Call by the Backstreet Boys on your streaming service of choice and blast it? But be prepared for the key change, because it does come out of nowhere, and I'm still not sure it's justified. Otherwise, I will see you next week. Bye!
Okay, that was
Touch the Jam.
Touch
the Jam.
Hey! Touch
the Jam.
Touch
the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.